Well, look who has returned. Who is it? It's me. I'm back. Welcome back to the Very Hot and Sexy Podcast. It's me, Stevie. Just being very hot and sexy. After my clickbaiting I did a couple weeks ago, it worked perfectly. I got so much attention for a few days. It got to my extended family. Everyone knew. But some people didn't listen, obviously, because people, for some reason, started the rumor that I'm engaged. I don't know why someone would think that, but whatever. No, I'm not engaged. If I did get engaged, we'd be engaged for years because I am not having a wedding unless it's open bar. I think it's disrespectful, degrading to your guests, just inappropriate and immature to not have an open bar at your wedding. So, unfortunately, those are very expensive, and I will not be getting married until I can afford an open bar. So, just so you all know, it's going to be a little bit because I'm in debt. And I don't get paid enough, and I'm still in school. But I don't know. Maybe if I win the lottery, I will force Michael to marry me, and we will have an open bar, and you can all come. Actually, no, not all of you, because I know people who like hate stalk me. Listen to this. Hi there. Hope you're doing well. I can guarantee I'm doing better. Just kidding. I'm not that rude. But how's everyone's week going? Mine's going pretty well. I've been so busy with school. I'm on week three, not even halfway through, and I'm drowning in homework already. Senior year is no joke. I took all my hardest classes out of like the 10 classes I have left to take. I put all the hardest ones in this semester so I can just get it over with. So then next semester feels a little bit better and free. And then I'm graduated and then I move on to more school probably, which will increase my debt. But yeah, it's gonna be a while for that open bar ceremony. Today is Tuesday, September 14th. I don't like Tuesdays. I don't know why, I never have. It's just, I think it's a horrible day of the week. No reason in particular. I just do not like it. So, I'm sure you've all seen that tweet where you're like, or where the tweet is like, you're either the naked window neighbor or you have a naked window neighbor. I think that's what it's called, naked window neighbor. Yeah, that's right, right? Anyways, you know what I mean? I am definitely someone's naked window neighbor. Or I'm the city of Milwaukee's naked window neighbor because I have a lot of windows and I'm in the city. But I've liked to just be naked when I'm alone in my apartment. Not even completely naked, like even just minimally dressed that I wouldn't wear out onto the streets, you know what I mean? But I am that person and I'm okay with it. But then I also have this other side of me that is obsessed with true crime documentaries and podcasts and books and YouTube and every possible thing that's disgusting and brutal and heinous, as Law and Order Special Victims Unit would say. And I'm scared that someone stalks me every day outside my window and will come and kill me. That's where my mind goes when I'm walking around naked every once in a while, and then I get scared. But I don't know. I'm just gonna keep doing it. I've always been like that. I have no shame. I think being naked is healthy. It's healthy for you. It helps you embrace your body. We were meant to be naked beings until we invented clothes. So I don't know when clothes were invented. I should know that because I'm in a lot of anthropology classes, but it's slipping my mind right now. And yeah, I'm fine with being naked, but then now that I'm thinking of it, if I really went back in time and was naked, I don't want a wood tick crawling up my holes. You know what I mean? So I'm not fit for before clothes era BCE. But I am fit for current no clothes. Is this making sense? Did I mess that up? I don't know what I'm even saying. I just like went into like this weird state. I think I was like hypnotized. Anyways, I am someone's, or probably multiple people's, I'm in an apartment, naked window neighbor. And there's a grocery store right across the street. I have a bunch of windows, my lights are on, doing little tasks around the apartment. And everyone's seeing my butt cheeks and such. But I guess good for them. I hope they're being respectful. And I hope there's not a psycho killer that lurks in the bushes outside my apartment. So yeah, that's just kind of been my thought tonight. I was thinking about it when I was walking around cleaning up my apartment because it was a mess after this weekend. So let's see here. Where do I begin? I went out. What day was it? Friday? I went out Friday with some friends. We stopped at a nice place and got like cocktails, and then that place closed. And we're like, we want to go to a bar. So we went to this underground bar on my apartment, which was really cool. I've never been there before. And it's like a block away. I don't know how I've never been there before, but it was awesome. So we hung out there for a while. We were kind of like, oh, we don't really want to be out around people anymore. And I'm like, I'm right around the corner. Let's go to my house. We can just like play cards or something. So then me and my friends scurried over to my house, continued drinking a little, had a lot of fun, just talked, you know, bestie shit. And then the next morning I woke up hungover, obviously. I'll have one White Claw or I'll have 12 White Claws and I'll be hungover. So I just say let's go all out because either way it's going to be painful the next day. And then what did I do the next day? I worked, of course, I think. Why do I have the worst memory right now? This was literally 3 days ago. I worked, so I didn't have time to like clean up my apartment. And then Michael came and we hung out all night. And then I worked the next day too. So I just spent all my, like, I don't know, we get however many hours. We don't even get a full 24 hours together half the time. But we make it work because we are lovers. Anyway, so I spent all my time with him and didn't clean. So my apartment was just getting messier and messier. And for some reason, I don't know what it is. Mike gets mad at me for it too. I'm just a mess when he's here. Like, my room becomes so messy. There's clothes everywhere. I don't do the dishes. I have random shit laying around. But when I'm alone, everything is in tip-top shape. And I think it's just because I'm putting all of my passion towards Mike. Because I have a passion for cleanliness and being clean. But then when something better comes along than cleaning, Michael, I just pay attention to him and don't clean. Does that make sense? Probably not. But that's what I think of it as, and that's what I tell him, and he still doesn't seem flattered. Anyway, not the point. So it kept getting messier, and then I had like a depression day, not even. My period's just coming, or was coming. Now I'm on it. speaking of period, today I Instacarted some bubbler waters to me because they're the best ever and I can never find them anywhere except Piggly Wiggly, and one, I don't want to drive there. Two, I needed a couple other items and I had a coupon for Instacart. So I Instacarted them over and I needed the man to get me some feminine hygiene products. So yeah, he picked those up for me, which was very sweet, and I gave him a little extra tip because I'm sure that's not something he usually does. Unless he has, like, a wife or a girlfriend or kids or whatever. I guess I shouldn't assume. But I felt like he earned it. Because some men are scared of tampons. I don't know why. Anyway. Not part of my topic. So I had, like, a weird, just emotional day. Not even because I did stuff. But I just, like, wasn't in the mood to clean. And I worked. And I had school. So now today's Tuesday. And I finally cleaned up my apartment. Naked almost, and that's when I started thinking about Naked Window Neighbor and Serial Killer. See how everything ties together? Does anyone listening to this watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Because I need to talk about it with someone because it's so crazy. Let me talk about this for 2 minutes and I won't say anything. Erica Jane, I don't even know what to think about the whole situation. She's been caught in a few lies, but she's also like a bad bitch who seems to always care, but like these orphans and burn victims, did she really know? Did she not know? I feel like Sutton's onto something, but Sutton also freaks me out. She's like awkward. Like she makes me feel awkward. And then, I don't know, there's just drama. Drama, Garcelle, and Dorit are going at it. I need someone to talk about this with because I love reality TV. And right now, my all-time number one is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I've seen every season. What season are we on now? 11, perhaps? I think we're on 11. Like halfway through, I think. It's so good. I recommend watching it. It's on Hulu. Just regular old Hulu. Start from season one. I promise it's worth it. So much drama. And I love drama. I need drama. I feed off of drama. It's so fun. I hate people that are like, I don't like drama. I don't get involved in drama. Shut up. What do you do then? Knit? Add a little spice to your life. I'm not saying be a bad person or a bitch. Or even anything. Just, I don't know, it's fun to get a little funky, even if it's not your own, just observing other dramas, which is how I prefer to do it. But every once in a while, I'll throw myself into something just to add some spice to my life and everyone else's. Someone's got to do it. Without those people, the world would be boring. That's just my opinion. Recently, I went to a family reunion up north, and I had fun. It was nice to, like, get out into the boonies with no cell service, but my dad and I stayed at the casino in town, so obviously I had service there and stuff, but I didn't spend a lot of time there. We had so much fun. My dad is the worst gambler I've ever seen. Not that I'm, like, a good gambler or anything, but I've never seen someone just not know how to gamble. It was amazing. We took tequila shots. We laughed. We had fun. We ate hot dogs and French fries. It was beautiful. We had the best time. I had the best snacks. My cousins had a cute baby. Actually, both of my cousins had cute babies recently. So I got to hang out with them. It was just pure and great. And everything I could think of. But I don't know. People up north are so strange. Like, anywhere north of Green Bay is, like, very weird. And I can't describe it. Well, I can describe it. But it's all, like, small town, conservative, kind of close-minded people. Which is fine. That's fine. But I just love, even my dad, like I love how they talk up in the UP. My dad has an accent and it's almost like a Canadian accent, but not, I don't know how to explain it, but the way they say things is so funny. Like they call glasses lookers. Like, where are my lookers at? Like, what does that mean? They say the weirdest things, and Michael always tells me that I have an accent too. My mom and I do. And I don't think I do. I think he has an accent, if I'm being honest. He's the only one in his family, or him and his brother both have like a weird accent. And I've always said that, but no one else in his family has it. So I don't know why they do. But I'm so rambly today. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But the way they talk in the UP is hilarious. I love it. I wish I could think of more examples. I should have written them down because it's just so cute and fun. My dad says a lot of weird things though. Like, what else does he say in an accent? He says sorry instead of sorry. Garbage is garbage. Sorry, I forgot to take out the garbage. It's kind of like that, but I can't do it well. What else does he say? Oh, he just has weird pronounced or like doesn't know how to say things. He calls COVID COVIC. 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 Like he's never called it COVID before. It's always been COVIC. And he knows how it's spelled and he's heard people say it a million times. But for some reason, he says COVIC and he calls Trader Joe's Trapper Joe's, which honestly, that one's good. I love that. That's like the best name for it ever, but it's not like he did it intentionally, which also makes it funny too. But now I call Trader Joe's Trapper Joe's because I don't know. It's just perfect. He's always saying some funky things. He says A a lot. Like Canadians are always like A. I don't know. I just like how they speak up there. Once I went camping with Michael's family in Indiana, did not realize they had Southern accents there. We like stopped at a gas station and they're like, "Hey there, we're just here to buy some beer." I'm like, "Did we drive to fucking Tennessee? Excuse me, why do people in Indiana have Southern accents?" That I did not know that. It made no sense to me. I was mind blown. I couldn't make sense of it. Did anyone else know that? Because I did not know that. I'm just confused. And I think about it a lot. So everyone in Indiana just has a southern accent? Or was it just the part of Indiana we were in? Or is it only some people or some towns? We were in like a small area. But I don't know. It just put me in shock. The Met Gala was last night. I didn't get to watch it live, but I watched it all. A motorcycle just drove by, so you probably heard that because I can't afford a fucking recording studio. Who do you think I am? I have 50 listeners. What was I saying? Oh, the Met. I didn't get to watch it live, but obviously I watched it all afterwards. And I don't know. It was all right. It was like American fashion themed. I liked Lily Reinhart. Not really even her dress, but just the fact that her dress was each state's like state flower. I thought that was a cool idea. The dress was pretty, but it wasn't like show-stopping. I don't know what Kim Kardashian's doing. It's scaring me, honestly. She looks like a demon or like my sleep paralysis demon. I don't know. I don't know what it means. If it's just like promoting Kanye's album. Like, girl, no. Like, do something fun. I thought Kendall Jenner looked great. That dress was beautiful. It was just, I don't know. I loved it. Billie Eilish, amazing. I didn't really like Lily Rose Depp that much. ASAP and Rihanna always look iconic no matter what they wear, but I like their cozy little outfits. It looks like a knit or his looked like a, what's it called? A quilt. A quilt that I have that my great aunt made me. So it reminded me of that. Who did I like? Cara Delevingne's was cool. Her thing said Peg the Patriarchy, which was iconic and very Cara Delevingne. How do you say her name? Cara or Cara? Cara Delevingne. Yeah, that's right, I think. Who else? Lil Nas X looked awesome. I like Jack Harlow a lot, but I didn't really like his suit. It's kind of plain and basic, but the person who was more plain and basic was Justin Bieber. Hailey Bieber, her dress was pretty. She's a beautiful girl, but it just, like, wasn't anything great. What? Who wasn't there? Was Cardi B there? I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Kylie wasn't there. Nicki wasn't there. Blake Lively wasn't there. Like, those people always dress very iconic. Lady Gaga wasn't there. Oh, I didn't even notice that. I always love her at the Met. I don't know. It's okay. I'm very, very happy that Emma Chamberlain was there, and she was doing, like, all the Vogue interviews like Liza did a few years ago. But Emma Chamberlain is just, oh, she's everyone's American sweetheart. I just love her, and I'm proud of her. I feel like I just want to give her a hug. She is living all of our dreams right now. Every girl within my age, I think, wants to be Emma Chamberlain or something along the lines of that. She's so pure and perfect and great. Anyway, that was amazing. I liked Grimes' look too. She looked like extraterrestrial. Whatever. I, like, can't form words today or form, like, a complete thought. I just, like, ramble and get sidetracked, which usually isn't me, but I'm different today, I guess. Who else looked horrible? Let me think. I don't know. I don't think anyone looked horrible, but some people just did not look good. I love Donatella Versace, but that woman freaks me out, not gonna lie. Yeah, Frank Ocean was there, oh my god, with the green hair. He could be wearing a used pad, and I would think he looked great, so I can't even say anything bad about him ever. I love the Met. It's like my favorite celebrity thing of the year. Yeah, I don't know. It was okay. Nothing, like, iconic really happened. It was all right. Hopefully next year is better. There have been better. There will be better. And there have been worse. And there will be worse. So I'd say it was an average Met. Okay, everyone. I'm going to keep these episodes short and sweet. Preferably, like, under 30 minutes. Maybe, like, 25 minutes. One, because I can't talk that much, and two, I'm fucking busy with my life, but if I have someone on here soon, we'll obviously talk more, but I don't have that much that happens to me every week or every 2 weeks, depending on when I get in the mood to upload and record these. But I hope you all have a beautiful week. Spread love and happiness. Say a prayer to Frank Ocean. Tell Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber to get a fucking grip and dress a little better and be a little more iconic and not as basic. Who do I think I am? I'm literally, like, the most famous people ever, and I'm like, get a grip. You're so basic. Oh, they're probably like, this bitch. If they ever heard this, they'd literally kick my teeth in and, like, hang my teeth on their wall. Whatever. Goodbye, everyone. I love you.